Chapter 19. Along the glass causeway that sneaked its way from the beautifully appointed lobby, back through the ground floor of the facility, and eventually to the residential healthcare center, were some well-spaced rooms. The library, stacked with large print books, some audio books, many romance and crime mysteries, sat across from the chapel. It was designed for meditation and faith. It was not normally set up for a service, but more a place to come and feel closer to God. Celeste met with clergy in an antechamber of the chapel. Duane Murphy smiled his natural and welcoming grin. He and Celeste were friends. He had inspired her to join their church. His attitude towards doing good in the community and creating Christianity through social fellowship inspired Celeste. It was a song that she recognized. She felt its backbeat in her soul and could dance to it. He and Celeste held hands after a brief hug. Duane was sporting a very closely cropped, daily manicured beard. He had confided with Celeste when he started to grow it. She always gave it a once-over, like she was in on its conception and was pleased with its maturation. Dennis Kincaid was an openly gay minister who lived with his deacon and the head of the choir at a parish about 20 miles to the west. He and his partner liked Celeste and her boyishly cute husband, and so they saw them socially as well. Ron liked them, but his affinity was for Duane's wife, with whom he shared mutual and open affection. Duane leaned in and whispered into Celeste's ear, "Do you and Ron want to have dinner with Mandy and me tomorrow?" Celeste grinned and wrote it on her pad. "I don't know what he has going on, but I'll ask him and call Mandy later. Or you can call me later. I have some things to tell you," said Duane. Zen Walsh rounded out the meeting. His parish was just to the east of Height Village. He was a little thick through the waist, while both Duane and Dennis were slender. Patricia Tallman sometimes joined the group when she did not have something else planned. She had arranged for this grouping and the rotating cycle of masses that the Episcopal priest now offered in the chapel. They met after lunch on Thursdays. Celeste had a list of new residents to the community. She often gave observations about residents that she thought might benefit from a visit. They in turn would offer an occasional observation about one of the private residential villagers about whom they might have noticed something during their regular parish services. It might have been surveillance and a subtle erosion of privacy, but it was mostly met with acquiescence, or a proud if polite assertion for a need for space. This team was not evangelically driven, and so quite responsive to that. They were there to offer a type of community to those in need of it. It was a relaxing, rewarding part of Celeste's week. She liked these men. She wanted to stand with them with what they stood for because of their personal and public intermingling. There was always some gossip to be shared. Jack got his ass handed to him over in England. "It's going to be interesting to see how he responds," said Dennis. "I think he may have had enough," said Duane. Each of these men knew Jack Shelby Spong as their bishop. They had introduced him to Celeste. Celeste was mesmerized by him. She found herself, for the first time in such a very long time, seeing in him the embodiment of a life walk to which she could aspire. "Do you think he's in trouble?" Celeste was worried. "What happened in England?" Zinn gave an accurate account. "He was told simply he has gone too far and was not acting in the best interests of the church or Christianity, and that his positions were under reviews by the Council of Bishops, who would provide a written review." Zinn shook his head, but he knew changes were going to be afoot, and it was up to him to stay nimble and be ready to respond to them. Celeste communicated with Ron through Joyce. He needed nothing but short and to the point. "Just say, dinner with Dwayne and Mandy tomorrow." Joyce lowered her tone. "Should I say it enthusiastically?" Celeste grinned. "Unless something has come up, he'll be enthusiastic." She knew how much he enjoyed seeing Mandy, and she wanted to hear more about what was going on with Jack.